boldness. The boldness.
Hello and welcome to this Disability Day broadcast edition of The Boldness. It is Phineas and Raphael in the studio this very afternoon. And before we get started, we should say that your normal show Jazz is not on this weekend because of the 3CR's International Day broadcast. So apologies for that, but I promise it'll be back next week. So if you're looking for that, you might want to keep tuning in or go elsewhere. But you should stick around because we have a great show coming up for you. What's coming up on today's show, Raphael?
Well, The Boldness is about setting up your disability rights instead of waiting for some well-meaning person to give them to you. And on today, International Day of Disability, 3rd of December, we are talking with Tammy Searle, Artistic Associate from Back to Back Theatre. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. It's great to be here.
So we should say that you're here to tell us all about a show, which I know that the Nelson Park Primary School kids are very, very happy, and they really want us to stop talking so we can actually hear the play. But till then, do you want to just tell us a bit of the inspiration behind it?
Sure. So Back to Back Theatre is a contemporary theatre company based in Geelong, and we make work locally and then we tour.
Did I mention it was a radio play, by the way? I don't think I did.
That's right. It's a radio play that we did with the Nelson Park students. And our theatre company works with people who have disabilities, and so our work is made and created from the inspiration of our ensemble members. And as well as making big, large-scale works that tour around the world, we also collaborate with communities locally and also around the world to make work. And one of those communities is Nelson Park School, and we've had a long relationship with Nelson Park. They're a special developmental school in Bell Park for students with intellectual disability from prep to year 12. And we've made lots of work with them in the past that's been theatrical and in real time, so performances or installations. And this time we decided to make a radio play. And so we went in with students from years 7 to 9 over about 8 sessions, and we worked with a sound designer and a playwright. And we developed the work with the students, so they're the full authors of the work. We just offered them provocations and technology to set them on their journey.
And what you mentioned what you'd done previously? Why this time of radio play? Because it's a pretty old school thing to do.
It is an old school thing to do, but it's having a renaissance, you know, with all of the interest in podcasts and radio. I guess I'm just interested in the form of sound. And I thought it might be interesting to work with students from the school in this medium because sometimes people with intellectual disabilities don't read and might find reading a script difficult. They might find being seen in front of a whole lot of people quite difficult as well, and learning cues difficult. But radio play is a way of offering them a form where they don't have to remember where to be, and they don't have to be seen as well. They can be behind the scenes,
and that is encapsulated. They're the beauty of radio as well. But how about we listen to a bit of it?
Sure.
How about we?
Rosie's latest invention, Bye.
Max.
Bryce.
Amy.
Connor.
Kia.
Sarah.
Fee.
Farah.
Priscilla.
Brianna.
Josh.
Honey.
Lachlan.
Zach.
Jai.
Nino.
And back-to-back theatre.
A famous person once said that apart from food, shelter and friendship, stories are the thing we need most in the world.
In stories, things that aren't real can be real.
You can be friends with a giraffe.
You can visit the Chanted Forest.
Stories can make you feel awesome and sad.
Stories can make your mind big.
And not even bigger.
Stories connect you to other people in the world.
They make you feel like you're with friends, no matter what.
So what are we waiting for? This story starts in the science classroom of Sunset High, and it starts now.
And that was just a tiny little teaser of what we can expect a bit bit later on in the show. And a great teaser it was to tell us. They mentioned there the power of storytelling. Why is that so important for them to get their story across tomorrow?
I think that we all make sense of our lives through stories. When we tell about what's just happened to us in an experience, we tell it like a story, and we read stories to understand our world as well. And that's kind of a literacy. It's something that you learn across your lifespan, starting with stories that are told to you as a kid. And sometimes people with disabilities are not allowed to take up space in the world, or they're not invited to have time and public space or public expression. And part of teaching art to young people who have disabilities is allowing them the experience of taking up time and space in the world and expressing what they deeply believe. And this is stories. This is done through storytelling, I think.
Well, Tamara, how did Back-to-Back Theatre collaborate with Nelson Park Primary School to actually help develop the storyline for Rosie's latest adventure?
Sure. So actually a lot of it was through storytelling and personal stories, and we use a lot of improvisation at Back-to-Back. And so we were teaching them sometimes physical improvisation skills and sometimes verbal or poetry-based improvisation skills, and working with each other to share and create stories. The playwright ran in and just talked to them. I talked to the students a lot and kept talking to them and talking to them to find out what they were interested in and what excited them about storytelling. So they at one point they came up with the idea that the main character should have sidekicks, and that the sidekicks should be three chickens. So there's three chickens in the story, which they tell parts of the story.
It's interesting. A chicken would involve being part of the narrative of a story.
It's quite absurd.
It is. Absurdist humour there.
Well, I was partying in the kitchen.
Indeed. Were there any restrictions on? Because the story is quite imaginative, which is very hard to say. It's very imaginative, and was there any restrictions on their imagination?
No, absolutely not. Which is why it goes to so many strange places. I think they all had their own destinations and things that excited them creatively. So we tried to include all of them in a play, and that's where this idea of time travel came.
Is it difficult, therefore, to get them all sort of going in the one direction, all collaborating in the same way? Because I can imagine people really want their ideas to come out, and they're really desperate for their ideas, and they've got to get them out right now.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I think also drama can be very stimulating. So kids get really excited and really stimulated very quickly, and sometimes it's quite difficult to keep a kind of focus on what you're doing. That's the challenge of teaching drama to kids, I think. But it's also the joy of it.
Well, Tamara, with collaborating, the students collaborating together, did that actually extend or push the boundaries of friendship, or did it actually draw people closer together?
I think it drew them closer together and also extended the boundaries of their friendship, or threatened the boundaries of their friendships. I think it did both. Perhaps you don't become stronger friends unless you've had your friendship tested in some way. Yeah, I think they were surprised by what they created in the end. One of them said, "We made up the words with our minds, and it's like making a movie without a screen."
So it's quite prophetic, really, isn't it?
Yeah, they were really impressed with what they did, and that's part of the wonderful thing about it.
What's the key thing that you've learned by being involved, and also what's the key thing that you reckon they've got out of it?
I think the key things that they feel like they got out of it were that they could create something, that they could author something. They could be the authors of a piece of a play, basically. And the key thing that I've got out of it is something that I frequently learn in collaborating. Just again and again, I learn the same thing, which is that you can plan all you like, but you just need to be present in the moment with the group and find out what they're trying to say.
Because is there something in being people with disabilities being creative? Because it's not something that we're often taught to be.
Well, I think that's true. I think there are not so many opportunities for people to people who have an experience of disability to be creative, and I think it's a very sad thing, and that everyone should be advocating for this more. It's a human right for people to participate in art activities, and I think it's very important.
Today you're listening to Boldness as part of the International Day of People with Disability broadcast. Your normal show, Jazz, will not be on today, but I promise it'll be on next week. So just sit back and relax, and we'll continue to chat.
Now, Tamara, what's the age of the primary school students?
What's the age of them?
Yeah, but the people who wrote Rosie's Latest Adventure.
So it was actually the year 7 to 9 students. So I guess that's, I can't quite tell you what age that is.
Well, okay, well, from year 7 to the year 9.
Yeah.
That's actually a good age indication that as people go through to secondary school, it might give them a further opportunity which they may have not come up with otherwise. Now, has Back to Back Theatre had previous experience with people that they've worked with, Nelson Park Second Primary School, that have actually gone on with their drama?
Yeah, absolutely. So Back to Back Theatre employ actors who are perceived to have a disability, and they perform in our works, they create our works, and they perform all over the world. And I think it's two of our current ensemble members have come through Nelson Park School. So it's really important for us to work in this school and offer our processes back to this school, so that hopefully in the future we're generating more great actors out of our collaboration.
And with the role of the actual process of writing a play, is that I really note that you did say that the reading may be a possible problem. How then, when people are going to collaborate to write a play, to build it, do they build it scene by scene, piece by piece, or do they actually try to actually have a big discussion and see what people agree on? How do they actually get? I mean, that's what I'm really getting at.
It's through discussion, and the writer and myself would ask prompting questions and offer little structures through which the students could respond with their ideas. And then we were furiously writing down their responses. And when they would say something funny, we'd be like, awesome, that's gold. And then we'd come together at the end and say, okay, this bit will go here and this bit will go here. And then once we'd structured some bits of that, we'd give it back to them and say, what do you think about this? And we would read it together as a group and discard the bits we didn't like, keep the bits we liked.
Yep, and how do you actually decide that what is funny or what is actually humorous to use? Is that a personal judgment or is it on how the group responded to the comment?
It's a personal judgment, but it's on how the group responded that, you know, the children would be falling apart at the statement you could be friends with a giraffe in a story. And, you know, then you know that's gold for the year 7 to 9 group, age group.
And why wouldn't you be friends with giraffe? Because they've got such a long neck. So you get...
Well, they might see over you, Finn.
Exactly right. They can, if they don't like you, they can just see over you the next person. Works well. What do you think that collaborations like this do for both people with disabilities and the, because you work in other communities as well. What do they do for the people with disabilities and the communities that you collaborate into?
That's a great question. I think many people have been taught that art or theatre is taking a play that someone else has written and putting that play on stage. And I think that there's a lot of different processes that are not just about taking someone else's play and putting that on stage. And one of them is devising theatre. And in devising theatre, people make up the words and they make up the plays themselves. And when we do these processes in communities, the people may not have ever had the opportunity to have their voice heard or their what's important to them staged, put on stage and given a meaning and a place to be. So I think that these art processes empower people, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, one of the most empowering things a person can do is add a word to the English language. Have you got an example there, Tamara, of a word which the students made up, which is in the play?
You sound like you know of something that I can't think of.
I'm
struggling.
Lost,
yeah.
What's your word, Rafael?
Well, look, as everybody, as people are aware of, my word is barologist.
Okay.
And a barologist is an expert on everything, but that's a separate story. I think they said that the students said that they actually made some words up to express what they felt. Have you got an example of that type of word they used?
Yeah, so I think what I meant was they made the words up. They made up the story with their minds. But there's also a lot in Rosie's Latest Adventure that where it's just sounds and the students are just making the sounds. They're not necessarily using words to tell stories, but they're making the sounds of the machine that malfunctions. So they did make up some words, in a sense, or sounds, anyway.
Well, that's one of the great things about English. It is an evolving language.
It is evolving. And you know what? I reckon we've been bang on to the point where these people at Nelson Primary are thinking, are they ever going to play this thing?
So
let's play Rosie's Latest Adventure.
And then we'll have a little discussion afterwards.
Thanks, guys.
It was a perfectly ordinary day at Sunset High. The sun was shining, the birds were chirping.
Michael Bryan, get away from those chickens. Mrs. Couch, Joy and Cheezel are only for science experiments, not for using as a football.
Sorry, Mr. Dickens. Hey, Rosie Bill, did you finish your science project?
Of course I did. It's a cleaning robot. Watch robot clean my house.
Can medicine clean their mouth?
No, my house! I don't know what's going on. It's not meant to do this.
Robot, malfunction in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Where did Rosiebell go? Huh?
Everyone looked around. Rosie Bell had disappeared.
Oh my God, what happened? Where am I? What is this place?
It's a enchanted forest.
This is Couch, Cheezel, Joy, what are you doing here?
We were sick of being used for experiments. We wanted out. We followed you. Bok, 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 bok.
Just then, a prince and a princess ran out from between the trees, followed by a wicked witch.
Quick, you have to hide. The wicked witch is chasing us.
Ha! I found you. I know I'm going to conquer.
Whoa, he's more of a chicken than me, and I am a chicken.
Why are you so, so mean?
Oh, for goodness sake, you're meant to be the brave prince. Never send a prince to do a princess's job. Ready to battle, Witchy Witch?
Bring it on!
As the Wicked Witch and Princess started to battle, Rosie decided...
I have to get out of here. There's no place like home. Winterpark! This is way more fun than a creepy forest.
Help! Someone help! I'm stuck on this roller coaster. Where's a superhero when you need one?
Luckily, there were three superheroes right there, ready to save the day.
Never fear, Catwoman will save you. I can climb the best.
No way. Superman, new X2. I can fly.
No, I'm Batman. I'm the strongest. I'm going to save him.
Will someone hurry up and save the baker?
Sick of the arguing, Rosie Bell walked over to the control panel of the roller coaster and...
Excuse me. It's not broken. It's just turned off.
I'm terrified of roller coasters.
I've got to get out of here. There's no place like home.
Rosie Bell landed on a dark beach. She couldn't see much. Then she saw two very pale people holding hands.
Excuse me, but are you vampires?
Yes, don't remind us. We're waiting for the sunrise.
We're so tired, we've been alive for 1,000 years. Being undead is very boring.
But before we die, again, we wanted to get married. Will you help us?
Rosie Bell quickly collected some flowers from the beach and found two shells that looked like rings.
I now pronounce you vampire and vampire. Now you may kiss the vampire.
The sun! It's coming up! Coming up.
As the two vampires leant in to suck each other's blood, they burst into flames and disappeared.
There's no place like home.
Buck, this place is amazing. Where are we?
Why, you're in heaven. But I'll be with you in just a moment. We're in the middle of something. 3, 2, 1, fight!
Take that! Demon and that!
Stupid angel!
That's not to stop the force of evil.
Hi-ya! Sorry, what's going on here?
This, my friends, is the battle between good and evil. It's been going on forever. It's getting quite boring, actually.
Okay, well, I need to get back to school. There's no place like home.
Squawk, squawk, oh demon!
It took a while for Rosie Bell to make her way back to her science classroom. She still had to visit Storybrook, Maine.
I helped save everyone from the evil Freddy Fazbear.
Squawk, squawk. Then we visited Luna Park.
The moon.
The MCG. All kinds of crazy places.
By the time we got back to Sunset High, I was so tired.
And I missed all of science!
Rosie Bell, everyone's been worried sick. Where have you been? We were so worried about you, and why did you take the chickens with you?
Well, have I got a story for you?
The end!
You're listening to The Bonus on this Disability Day, not Jazz on Saturday. They'll be back next week. And we've just listened to Rosie's latest adventure, and it was quite interesting, Raphael.
Well, Tamara said, I really loved this play, Rosie's Latest Adventure. I thought it had some great insights, and the one thing that stood out for me on International Day of Disability, very early on, one of the students stated Chickens are not footballs. And I thought from a disability point of view, this is one of the great insights to maybe on how people with a disability might see on how the world treats them. Do you think this is a way of expressing on how they might feel any inner turmoil about people pushing them around?
That's really interesting. I hadn't thought of that at all. But sometimes the things that we want to say get expressed through art without us realising subliminally.
Yeah, because if you'd like to make a comment on that feeling about chickens being used as football, and if a person had a disability, whether they could actually see themselves as being likened to a chicken?
That is an interesting take on things. I'd suggest that probably you could, I guess you could read it that way, but the beauty of art is that it can be interpreted whatever way you like, Raphael. So I can't say that your interpretation is right, nor can I say it's wrong. So in terms of how long did the process take or how long did the play itself take from sort of beginning to end?
So we were in the school for 8 sessions, and then the sound designer and the writer had a couple of sessions outside of the class time for the writer to kind of shape it and edit it, and then for the sound designer to put it all together and make it sound pretty.
So after having gone through the process, what do you learn from having done it?
Well, so I think each time I do a project, I'm trying to work out something. I'm trying to work out some kind of formal idea, and so I'm still interested in radio as a form. And I haven't kind of finished exploring it, I don't think.
Well, that kind of goes to my follow-up question, which is why, I mean, do you choose a different form, an artistic medium or form with every time you're at Nelson Primary? Nelson Park Primary?
Yeah, no, I think... we have used lots of different forms there. I just mean as a maker myself. Like sometimes I'm working in live theatre and sometimes I'm working film, and this time I'm working in radio. And we have used different forms there. And most often create live theatre, but yeah.
Is there a particular form that the students sort of go to more than not, or is it? It just depends on the individual group.
Yeah, I think definitely their literacy is in TV and film, so that's what they know best of all. And so when we were asking them for references about what they wanted to make, all of their references came from TV and film. Or we were asking about characters or stories that they were interested in, it was all about TV and film.
Yeah. And what's actually in store for in the future for Nelson Park Primary School students with back-to-back theatre?
Yeah, well, we're very interested in continuing our collaboration, and some fantastic project will be up next, I'm sure, but we don't know what that is yet.
So we've only got a few more minutes left. What back-to-back theatre got going next year?
Sure. So one of our community projects is called CAMP, which is Come and Make Performance, which is a weekend workshop on the 25th and 26th of March, and it's anyone can come to this with any level of experience of theatre and often or of art. And often we get in the same workshop people who've never had any experience of theatre to people who are professionals working as actors in major theatre companies. And that's the beauty of back-to-back theatre, is this kind of inclusive, the nature of our work is inclusive. And this weekend workshop camp is an opportunity for people to come and try out our processes if they like.
And tomorrow, does back-to-back theatre have a mentor program to do with people with a disability?
There's lots of different ways to access our work and access our processes, and if anyone wants to come and learn more about us, they should get in contact.
And how do people get in contact?
Email is the best, but if you don't use email, you can also just give us a call.
And what's the number, please?
that's 0352120 2029. I could have that wrong. I hope I don't.
For anyone who is looking for that number, probably the best thing to do is put in your search engine and look for Back-to-Back Theatre.
What about we actually put it on the podcast description?
We could do that awesome. Too. We could do that too. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us tonight, tomorrow, or this afternoon. Tomorrow, that's it for the boldness for this International Day of People with a Disability. Raphael will be doing our next show by himself.
On the 21st of December. A big thank you to Helen Grilliam for coordinating International Day of Disability and also panelling for boldness. Keep listening to Let Your Freak Flag Fly. Thank you very much to Tamara Tammy Seal, Associate Artistic Associate of Back-to-Back Theatre. And we are going out with a song, and that song is...
It's called Blueberry Jam by Club World.
Fantastic. Cheers, guys.
For downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia, on the Kulin Nation. For more information and to find out how you can support 3CR, go to www.3cr.org.au.